God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause and Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause and Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause and Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Your future is in you already. You hold the keys to it. Don't shout me down. I say, you hold the keys to your future, not somebody else. You hold them. And you can't just sit and wait on God. What are you doing? Waiting on God. Well, wait. God already moved. God, the Lord finished a work. See, even the word receive, when we look at it in the context of the scripture, that is not a passive word to receive. No, that word actually means that you are going to get, you are going to take what is rightfully yours. The word receive, a lot of times we think receive, you know, just means sit still. It'll drop in your lap. We have full control of our conscious mind. What you put into your intellect, now we're talking about something different here. We're talking about the heart. Well, now let's take a look at this fella. What you put in here, what you put into your mind, and how you think, you have full control of that. You think the way, now people can influence you, but you at the end of the day, you choose. That's why, Proverbs says, cease to hear instruction that causes you to err. Stop listening to stupid people. I'm being a little harsh here, but when you don't hear or perceive the words of knowledge or wisdom in somebody, don't listen to them. They're going to mess you up, get you to think in a certain way, and they don't know what they're talking about. We had a young man last night. He kind of tickled me. I talked to him a little bit afterwards, but I mentioned to the guys about the potential of having a tour of South Africa as a basketball team. And the first thing came out of his mouth was Ebola. I didn't do anything. Brother Paulo, Elder Kevin, they began to talk to him. Yeah, but, wait a minute. I'm thinking, okay, that's the first thing that pops up. First of all, Ebola is in West Africa. All right? And Africa's a big place. It's not like Port St. Lucie, next door, or Vero Beach or something. It's not like that at all. You say Africa, people think about lions, giraffes, like that, like they everywhere. like you can't go anywhere without seeing a giraffe or a lion. All wrong. But it's our information. See, all of our information here is filtered through television, through media, and most time they paint bad pictures of Africa. You always see the little starving baby, flies all over them, and the big belly. That's not everywhere. Africa is the richest continent in the world. By far. That's why everybody's making investment in Africa. The Chinese are all over Africa. I found out they're over here in the Bahamas now. 7,000 workers. I don't think there's any city you can't go where there's not a Chinese restaurant. Or I'm not being critical of them. I mean, it's a fact. They're everywhere. Indian restaurants. You can hardly go right here in Fort Pierce. Going to these little convenience stores, gas stations. Who owns them? All of them. just about. But my point is, you know, the world is a much bigger place than a lot of people will allow it to be. It's not at all. You know, but see, these things are in people's mind. Think about Africa, think about, you know, getting eaten up by lions or Ebola or, you know, crocodiles. All right? Now, we have control over those things that we think. But in that realm of our thoughts is where war is waged. Can y'all stay with me a little longer? I don't want to lose you. Is where war is waged. You see, God's word wasn't written in our intellect. He wrote it in our heart, in our spirit. It's not written up there. That's why we have to renew our mind. Because oftentimes you'll find your mind at war with what's in your spirit. And there's a tension there. You know, and that's where the enemy will bring guilt when you're not obeying what's in your spirit. He'll war with your mind and try to bring all kind of doubt and fear and dismay and, you know, paint all kind of pictures of how it cannot work and, you know, all these things where in your spirit, if you listen to your spirit, God has already done it. Amen. It's our responsibility to renew our mind, our intellect. What are you reading? Or what are you not reading? Huh? When you allow the word to go into your eye gate, when you're reading the word, when you're involved with the things of God, the things that carry the spirit of God, and you're allowing it, it renews your conscious mind. You can't go to battle unarmed. You know, you're righteous and you're saved, but a lot of times you fail because that's not been renewed. An enemy defeats you on that plane, even though God's given you the promise. Even though you are worthy because Jesus made you worthy. But it doesn't manifest because you never renewed that. Now remember, we're not trying to become a new man. We just have to put them on. It's something you put on. It's something that you have already. You've heard me say often, stop trying to get what you already got. That's the tale of many saints. They're trying to get something. They're after it. Never get it when they already have it. But they're deceived in thinking that they're trying to get it when you already got it. So, very important. If your mind, your intellect, your conscious mind isn't renewed, it interprets the voice of your spirit wrong. You see, the word that's in your spirit is communicated to your mind. Let me say it. I'm going to use the word intuitively. The still, small voice. It's like you hear a voice, but you didn't really, you know what I mean? It's not a voice that you hear, but it's a voice that you hear. This is how your spirit communicates to your mind. You have a knowing. It doesn't mean that the facts are lining up out here. It doesn't mean that, okay, this is proven to me that. No, it could be very contrary to that. But yet, it's communicating something to, trying to communicate something to your mind. But if your mind is not renewed, it can't communicate it to it. And you are governed or guided by your mind, by your intellect, and by limited facts. You see, God stands outside of eternity. He knows your beginning. He knows your ending. He knows everything in between. But you and I are limited in this physical body to time. We can only see what's happening right before us. We can't see yesterday and we can't see tomorrow. Now, which are you choosing to be governed by? By the spirit that's on the inside of you that sees tomorrow already? That knows what's in your future already? And wants to guide you into the kind intentions of God for your life? Or are you limited by your experience? Sometimes God wants you to do stuff over that you messed up before. Amen. Say amen, lights. Amen. I said sometimes God wants you to go pick up something that you messed up before, but you are so afraid because you are locked into an experience. You don't want to mess up again. Because you're living in the past. But if you're living from your spirit, I'm here to tell you tonight, God's going to make this time, he's going to make it right this time. The things you squandered, those things that you messed up, those things that were part of your destiny that you never fulfilled, God says, I'm going to make it right this time. Don't live in your experience. Don't live in your past. Don't be haunted by the ghosts of your past. It's going to be different this time. How many know God can make it different this time? You don't have to go around that same mountain over and over and over again. No, this time is going to be different. If our mind isn't renewed, it interprets the voice of our spirit wrong. It'll interpret the voice of our spirit through our opinions, through doubt, through fear. God's speaking to you, and you knocking it down. Every time the voice, every time that intuition comes, you knock it down. I ain't got enough money. Child, I tried that before. I ain't trying it no more. But yet your spirit trying to break out on you, trying to show you the way, the path that God has for you. But you being held hostage in your mind because you're not putting on. Because, see, he's in there already. You ain't got to expect nothing out here. He's in here already. See, some of us really need to learn how to listen to our spirit. Listen from the inside and not so much from the outside. See, this is where people in your life that are close to you make a big difference. Because if they get in your ear and they are wrong. Hello, I said they get in your ear, but they are wrong. They're going to influence you wrong with their opinion. That's why you have to listen to the one inside. He talks to you, sometimes in an audible voice. I have heard the voice of the Lord in many different ways. It could have been a voice of an angel, but at a very opportune time, the timing was such where he was waking me or something. It was like I heard his voice and woke up, and it was time. It was right at the right time that I needed to. But I heard a voice. Nobody around. See, there are times your spirit is trying to talk to you. But if this fella's messed up and all bogged down with the wrong yoke and worried about this, I told you Sunday, as God takes you higher, stuff rises on the other side too. You can't put your attention and all your focus and energies into that. Put your focus and energies into what God is doing. Because he's going to do it in the midst sometime of your enemy, in the midst of trouble. Everything's not going to fall right in place. God's going to do it in spite of, in the middle of stuff.
We are continuing in part 21 of Mega Grace, The Grace Awakening. Saints cannot afford to have worldly mindsets. We cannot think nor act like the world. The renewing of the mind brings about a change of heart. First, there is transformation. The process by which you are changes. This new process begins to manifest in your life. The second and final step is to educate, to bring out the ability in you. The butterfly doesn't start life with wings, but it goes through a metamorphosis. Romans 12:2 encourages us to be renewed in our minds so God can awaken the true you.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.